Go.
All right, welcome. First thing, let's look at our minutes, please.
So it was on September 14th, 2023. So Brent went over the financial statement. Year to date, we had $948,000 and we spent $767,000 with cash on hand of $738,000. This year, we brought in $1.1 million. And then we received most of our deposits. We should receive maybe one or two by the end of the year of like $150,000 total. And then we just discussed what the checks were written out as. And then we decided to do the training at this meeting. And Brandon was purchasing a grader motor and maybe some more asphalt by the end of the year. And that was pretty much it.
All right. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I have a second.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, Brent. Let's go to the financial statement review.
Okay. So, that's right. So
everybody's got one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we brought in almost $1 million so far. A little over $1 million. After we spent a lot, $1.3 million. You see cash in the old bank account, $186,000. What we have left today. Looking at the deposits, we have the last one. Technically, it's attributed to 2023, but it won't show up until 2024, and it'll probably be around that $100,000 to $150,000 mark.
But it will go into this year's.
It'll be recorded against 2023, but the cash will hit in 2024.
Does our budget reflect that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I updated the budget for today. But we'll have to update it again. Once we get the real
money. Once we get that money.
Yeah.
Because we don't know an exact amount, do we?
Yeah. So I think we're kind of done for the year.
Are we?
I think so.
Done spending.
Little
stuff, but.
I'm trying to save some for next year.
Yeah.
And then these are all the checks that we spent since the last meeting. The big one, $178,000 for an engine rebuild, and $300,000 for a grader, $117,000 for a dump truck, a dump pump, and another truck.
Was that surplus?
No, it was at, they call it Kate Machinery.
Okay.
They're two dump, well, they're two plow trucks and a pup, like a four-axle pup, to pull behind a dump truck.
And then the road grader fuel pump, man, that's a factory
better.
Yeah.
And micro surfacing at $32,000. A sander for $1,500. And then the rest of it is just very minimal fees. Oh, sorry, one more. Truck and plow for $25,000.
That's a surplus.
And it's an updated budget. And to be honest with you, the budget for next year is going to look the same as what you see in the 2023 budget column. So that's why I did print another one, because it's the same numbers.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've just pretty much done that every year, haven't we?
Yeah.
And our auditors don't ever.
Well, it's like the income, I don't really know what the income, I assume it's the same as last year, or it's going to be really close to it. And Brandon's going to spend most of it, so I just put it in there, he's going to spend it. And then our ongoing expenses for like the board and whatnot, it runs around that $12,000 mark, doesn't change a whole lot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it.
All right. Anybody got any questions?
Are we supposed to approve
the 24 budget today?
No. I think we'll do that in December.
Yeah, we
can. Okay, in December.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion as we accept the financial report as Brenda's.
Okay. I have a second.
A second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so the budget for 24 will pretty much be the same because...
Yep, it's the same as this call.
This is
2023.
That's 2023.
Yep.
Making some adjustments, whether it goes up or down.
Yeah, between now and the end of the year.
Yeah. Depending on how much of a random waste...
Yep. Well, we only got the 186,000, so
not much.
You got anything else?
Mm-hmm. Not what they don't like it. It'll be solved if something bad happens if we get a ton of winter. So we've already got her stocked up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
For some unknown reason, but like we're trying to save as much as we can in here the rest of till next year. With mag.
Thought you were cutting mag back.
I've cut it back as far as I can without people complaining.
Yeah.
You know.
He needs to mag one more road.
See?
That's the one from my house to the feed yard.
Yeah.
After he puts material on it.
I will.
After you double
go out to that 4L ranch and take all of that stuff off that road that you laid in there for John and bring it over and put it on my road.
If you complained as much as John,
yeah,
you'd have 6 feet of gravel.
Well,
there.
He moved now. So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's
still a...
He's bad.
He wants to go right through Dale's backyard.
Yeah.
He called me and I says, Dale doesn't want to go, you to go through Dale's backyard.
You know, so that easement goes that way and then turns south. It goes right through the pavilion and then concrete stuff. And all I have to be tore out. That's a road easement. Where
I'm
they
like,
put
John,
that
used to be when the school, when the Sutherland School was there, that might have been a road, but.
He's not making friends in his neighborhood.
Oh.
He left out there and then.
He wants to go straight west through Dale's yard?
Yeah. He already, they'd had to take out some trees and do a corner to go in front of Jeff's house.
Took out trees, re-graveled the road.
What's his name? John what?
John Black.
Oh.
And he's Uncle John.
My mother's brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's moved.
He moved from one house to Sutherland. But he was the biggest complainer in the county then, and now he's in Sutherland.
Well, we've got... Any other business? We've got training.
That road on 3,000.
We need a motion
right
for the budget.
Right there the falls.
Oh, I thought we were going to do budget.
Like this.
It's a temporary.
Yeah. Oh.
But then like we'll finalize it.
2,000, I guess. Sorry.
Preliminary or temporary?
Lines.
Yeah.
So you fix the road up till there, and then this year they came in and fixed it for a little ways, but then
that was the microservicing. Okay.
That's the microservicing, and that's what I wanted to
see. It didn't work how I wanted it to, so what's going to happen they're going to regrind all of it from the ID card.
What training are we doing?
I'm going to open in public.
East to the highway?
Open public.
To the brush road. Mm-hmm. And then to the Joel County line.
We've got to do that once every year. That one's every year. Okay, for some reason I was thinking it was
actually make it a...
Rotation.
It's
not. Yeah, well, I figured that it didn't look the same.
Yeah,
it was like,
to this one.
Like, I remember we pulled in there.
They were
gone like a week or two later on by there, and I'm like,
so
yeah,
how
it
do
like
we
this was
do
working,
that?
Right?
You've
so,
got it on the
anyway,
computer.
I just
yeah.
wanted to.
Yeah.
You want to flip
just,
that puppy
try
on?
Try to use it as a leveling course.
How long does that one take?
I don't know.
Well, I won't move it to you. So.
Before we do that, have we got anything else we need to do?
So.
Do we want to do a Christmas party?
Always.
Yeah. When do we want to do it? And where? That's always good debate.
We want to do it at the Turtle Bay Hilton in Maui.
Yeah.
Can
I second that?
Let's stay on Oahu.
Okay.
There's a steak place in Oahu I really, really like.
Well, if you're going to go to Hawaii, you might as well have fish.
Yeah.
We go to Texas and have steak.
Oh, that steak place in Hawaii. My son-in-law went on a mission over there.
Oh.
So.
You know what?
He knew where to go, and when we went over there, it was good.
I went over to Kauai one time and took a tour of the biggest cattle ranch in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of that island. It was pretty impressive. Beef cows.
But I was amazed at
they fed
on
us
all
a steak.
The all the lines.
That was awesome.
Pretty all good. Of the islands, how many ranches there
yeah.
really are.
Yeah.
Way more than I thought there were.
Christmas
be.
Is on a Saturday this year.
Just no one there is
broken November.
A bunch of beef cows.
Some Monday.
It's all beef. But it gets exported. They don't eat much of it there.
December.
About like the 14th or something.
Yeah, the 14th probably work. Have a budget hearing then.
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I've got a work party already.
13th?
I'll hold it. Yep, the 13th at work, I think.
It's a Wednesday instead of a Thursday.
A Wednesday, the 13 or 14, either one of those.
The 14th works?
For me, yeah.
Oh, well, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
14.
14?
Yeah.
Where do we want to go?
What's the new restaurants in Fillmore?
Arby's?
Arby's?
Arby's and the sandwich shop in the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Petroleum Company.
Oh, wow.
What isn't it called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
My wife would vote no for that. We tried it once just to.
We go through this every year.
Yes, we do.
I think we can.
We went to Ashton's last year.
Ashton's about the only one you go there.
Yeah.
And we had to request that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do that again?
Sure, why not?
That works. Six o'clock.
Sure.
Or seven.
Six is fine. You got any ball games to get to this year, Andy? For those granddaughters, don't they play?
Yeah. That will. They probably have one that Thursday. Is it Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
I don't know. Well, hopefully they'll be playing Yellow that night.
Yeah.
You started that video, right?
Yeah, start that while we.
I gotta talk about some stuff real quick.
Oh, yeah, get that thing running. Right. Is there a test or anything?
Mm-hmm. No, but I think it's the same one every time.
So, okay. Is there any way that we can? So I'm having trouble keeping up with maintenance part of the equipment as much as it's costing.
When in doubt, read the law.
I talked to Barry briefly about it, but it's.
So what's considered
like our transmissions have gone from like 18,000 to 40,000. And our dozer, we just got a bid to fix that, and it'll be up to 200,000.
It includes the meetings sometimes referred to as workshops or executive sessions.
Because what happens is it's all in the same bath, the oil, so it shot oil and everything.
And emergency meetings are all open.
So we have.
Open and public meetings don't.
I want to hire somebody that knows how to work on this stuff.
A public hearing is a public meeting where citizens have a reasonable opportunity to speak.
It's $100,000
public
hearings
just happen
labor.
When a government adopts a budget, imposes or increases
taxes. I've been talking to the county trying to get them to
transfers money from an enterprise fund.
Help or hire somebody.
These meetings have extra
notice
posting requirements and won't be addressed in this video. An electronic meeting is a type of open public meeting that's convened electronically.
Is there any way that
such as via phone or the internet? Remember, the governing body must adopt a resolution, rule, or ordinance allowing and governing electronic meetings.
OTMA
adds additional requirements.
Maintenance.
An emergency meeting may be held to discuss an urgent matter due
to
unforeseen circumstances.
Wages.
In order to hold the meeting, the best notice that's feasible is provided at the time when such a request may be considered. An attempt is made to contact all governing body members.
Pay for the part.
The governing body majority.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what we're doing now.
An open and public meeting may be closed to discuss any of the following:
the
person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining, litigation, certain real property transactions, any form of water right or water shares, with specific restrictions, security personnel, devices, or system deployment.
And then we're
investigations
done.
Of criminal misconduct,
so the maintenance
ads,
of it, you
private
know,
or protected information
it,
for the Utah
removed.
Procurement Code, including trade secrets. A closed meeting may be held only if a quorum is present and the meeting was properly noticed.
Yeah.
two-thirds of the governing body present at the meeting vote yes to close a meeting.
Even our auditors, math lesson, they don't look at our
time. 2 divided by 3 equals 66.7%.
It's just like
your governing body has 5 members present.
Like I said, when they're
if 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%
for Wheeler,
which is not equal or greater than 66.7%.
They did a 28% raise,
which means you're 1 member short.
You would need 4 out of 5%, and then another 5% next year, another 5%.
During the closed meeting,
our governing body can't interview
someone applying to an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence.
Those people to work on that machinery.
Discuss the character, competence, or health of the person whose name was submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence. Prove any ordinance, resolution, regulation, contract, or appointment. Or take a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting. And return to an open
you'd offer
when a governing body closes a meeting,
so much to this guy,
publicly
and
announced
and
entered
and
into
then
the minutes
came
of
in
was
going to give him a raise, so this gentleman wants
the reason or reasons for holding
the
closed
meeting,
the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body, either for or
Bill said it's a real problem, but he thought in the future, he's just like,
I don't
know if you want to mix,
person's character, competence,
you know, what
you've
done in the past, but he seemed to think
security personnel devices,
Class B roads was going to get more money,
or several other exceptions, mostly related to state bodies or project
counties. The state redid the formula for rural counties. So
however,
it's one-time
presiding
money.
Member,
he told me that it was one-time
money
and then a little bit
such.
More.
The closed meeting is held
for
any
like,
other
like
reason.
Four,
recording must
three,
be
four, 300 to 500,000 a year.
Date, time,
yeah.
And place of
but
the meeting.
One-time money was supposed
names
to be
of members present and absent.
Like $1 million.
Yeah. Names of all
and
others.
So maybe, you know, the next year, he says they need an
employee. Necessary
he says Brandon needs an employee, and they need somebody that's certified to do CAT.
Regular open and public meetings require 24 hours.
But they thought maybe they could do that,
agenda,
and I says, you know,
date,
I don't know that
time,
we want
to,
employees are expensive,
public meeting agendas,
you know, and equipment and parts or everything's expensive, and
with each topic listed under
and,
a separate agenda item.
He's like, yeah,
the governing body.
I don't know, he's like, I don't want you guys to open the door and do something you haven't done in the past where other people think they can come get money.
Agenda. Raised by the
no, we've always protected that.
The governing body
and I don't know that anybody
topic.
Really can.
However,
I,
final
I think
action may not be taken
was
to topic
their roads lost all their money.
Additionally,
their commissioner redid them all to recreation, right?
Yeah.
And I told Bill, I says, Bill, I'm sure you got a lot of pressure where people want you to pay for recreation. And I'm like, don't you be thinking that's a way out to pay for your recreation
notice
because
is
this money is
public
meant to stay here for the road department.
In a public location,
like, yeah,
such
I agree, and we just need to,
and on
so
Utah's
that's good
if
he said that, because he was told he's flip-flopped since a week ago. So, you know, I mean, he wanted us to pay for it, now he's not. So
typically,
that's
posting on
good.
The public notice website is done by the records officer,
I just don't, you know,
clerk.
What did you talk to him about?
The governing body's responsibility to ensure.
Yeah, I hit him up about that, and I'm like, Bill, so what the county's doing is, I think that's enterprise fund,
as well as
the road department, because they're a separate fund, so fund 10 is a general fund. The road department is
written minutes and a recording.
I forgot what the number is.
With few exceptions.
15,
written minutes and
I don't know.
21. So each fund, enterprise fund, it starts with a different number. You have the landfill, the ambulance, the road department, and and everything else is under Fund 10, which is the general county fund. And so what the commissioner is doing, they're charging everybody that's an independent enterprise fund an administrative fee for the county, the auditor's office, and all that stuff, because they provide a service to these other funds. And I'm like, these other funds are always broke. You're going to take money from the road department as an administrative fee? They're part of the county. They're just set up as a separate fund because they receive money differently. And the sheriff does on his jet. You know, it comes through, but it still gets put in Fund 10. And I told Bill, I said, Bill, that's nuts. And he's just like, well, you know, we don't have the cost of insuring the building in Brandon's budget because it's all lumped into risk management. I said, so you're going to break every building out and put in every department? I said, that's a fixed cost. And as a taxpayer, I pay that in my general county fee to cover everything else. Oh, we're going to save all this money by doing this. And I'm like, I don't see it. I said, that looks like a mess to me.
It's like $160,000 you're taking from
the income doesn't change.
That's huge.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, we're taking 3% from all these funds, but then we're going to give 3% back to the manager so that they can reward their employees.
See, that is not right with them. Because I brought it to their attention, but we don't get money back.
Yeah.
Our general fund is...
They're just going to let you use 3%.
Let.
And I'm just like...
Anyway, it's going to hurt us.
Everybody's talked to a few people.
What is their whole purpose of doing that?
So it puts more money in the general fund to cover administrative costs. And I'm like, you already have all of the funds.
What cost do they want to increase, I guess?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to have to pay more taxes, basically, because you're taking money from the road department, which is service to me, gravel on the ground, you know, my fuel tax pays for that. So now you want me to get less of that to reimburse what I'm already paying for?
Yeah.
I said, charge the school district a fee if you're going to charge every one of these enterprise funds because you collect all their money.
Yeah.
And there's an item on your taxes to cover that, state assessing and collecting, which the county collects.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't... And Bill's like, well, you need to come and sit down with me and we need to go over this. And I says, I don't get it. It looks like a mess to me.
$180,000 is like half our oil. Like, I mean, we did a lot of oil this year, but usually on an average year, $500,000, $600,000 is our oil.
Yeah.
And they're going to take $200,000 just for admin fees.
For admin fees. Wow.
So that's what's killing me with this maintenance thing is they got $180,000 plus now we're getting these major breakdowns. It's like...
What's the difference? So they're going to stack up this money in the general fund and do what was it at the end of the year?
Use it how they feel they need to.
Where are they going to put it? They gotta move it somewhere.
Well, they just put it in general fund.
But then at the end of the year, when these other funds are running dry, they're going to allocate it back. How?
Yeah, so it'll create a fund balance. Mm-hmm. Then at the end of the year, when they want to give a COLA or something else, they'll just open their budget and spend it.
Are they trying to squirrel away some flexibility on their behalf or what? I guess I don't really understand what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's a mess. I said, you know, when I first became a commissioner, the past commissioners had allocated expenses, like salaries, between 5 different departments because they were allocating time and the cost. So you can see a true cost of, like, public lands. So I was a commissioner for a year. I had no idea what I got paid because my salary came out of 5 different places. And nobody in the public could ever decide because it's all smoke and mirrors. And I'm like, but that's where the cost should be. And I'm just like, it's too hard to keep track of. So put all the commissioner salary in the commissioner's budget so you can see them all. And so we cleaned all that up. And I says, Bill, this is just reversing all that. You're just...
Starting to hide it again.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
It's hard to budget stuff.
Well, I would say, kind of what Darren says, you know, don't invade, our fund. We keep it clean with just materials and, equipment. Yeah. You know, and we've always, we bought fuel and we've made repairs, and I guess that's okay. But I think if we were to dive into paying for somebody's or subsidizing somebody's salary, I think we're opening up nothing but a problem.
It's a can of worms.
And you know, when I talked to Bill, he's just like, well, yeah, I know the need's there, and we're going to hire somebody, and we budgeted the money. It's just that this guy wanted more.
Well, what happened was they budgeted the money for this guy, and then HR actually went back and offered him a less amount because the commission, Bill told him to offer him $6 an hour less than what we actually budgeted him for. So he missed the boat. He would have came for $46.85.
They tried to lowball him.
And they tried to lowball him. He says, never mind. A week and a half later, Wheeler gave them across the board that 28% on their contract. So we missed him by a week and a half. So that's what makes me... And I've been trying to get this guy for 8 freaking years. It started out at $35 an hour. It was too much. And then $40 is too much.
Well, it sounds like he'll always be competitive.
Well,
he's always looking for the highest
bidder,
which is fine.
It's not even that. It's just that's what he's getting.
He seems
that's what he's getting a Wheeler. If you'll match it, we'll go. I'll go.
Even if you hire him for a year, he'll leave you for a buck.
I don't think so.
It sounds risky, this guy. I don't know who he is, but it doesn't seem like He's loyal to a paycheck.
I'm not worried about this guy. No. Once he's here, he'll be here.
Is he moving here or something? Or?
No, he's been a Wheeler mechanic for 10 years.
Yeah, if they're gonna pay him, if they're gonna, he's just making more money off of you is all he's doing, Brandon. He's saying you offered him 46 or whatever, he went back to Wheeler.
These guys
are gonna take me for 46. This is across the board.
This is everybody in the state of Utah got that percentage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't just him. It was the whole entire
He'd have bailed
cap.
A long time ago. If he'd been trying for 8 years, he'd have bailed a long time ago, I would think. But, sounds fishy to
me. It's not.
Sound like.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it, so. No, damn.
Yeah, challenging.
Well, and employees are that way, especially when you get a skilled guy. I know. He's going to. He's
not
using
every leverage. Is that
why you went to Milford? But the thing is, once this guy's... He's in the union now. He's an operator union, because that's what the mechanics are. Once he decides to get out of the union, it ain't like he jumped back in and say, here I am, take me back. You know, in the union.
Their union?
Yeah.
Is there another shop you can use, or...?
They've got to be CAT certified?
No, just on warranties.
On warranty.
On warranty.
But after that...
But yeah, you can. We hired Phillips. We hired Phillips last on this transmission, and they're like $2,500 less on.
What about Chad? Is Chad a cat?
Chad can do engines, but
he can
not
do
transmissions and dozers.
But he's cat certified engine.
Well, he's not cat certified. Oh, but he just knows how to do it. Chad's good, but trying to get him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to break down.
I tried to get him.
Yeah, I know.
You know, on and off.
It's just, it's so hard. I mean, like I said, there's a couple of people at the power plant, I guess, that they say that they're, from what HR's told me, that there's a couple out there that would, you know, think about coming because they're going to lay them off anyway. But the problem is there's four or five of them out there right now, and guess what? They call this guy to come fix it, and then they stand there watching because they can't fix it.
Really?
Yeah. Wheeler's been out there for a year in their shop.
It's not Steve, is it?
Yeah.
Why can't they?
Huh? Because they don't know how to do
they
it.
They don't know.
They don't have the...
It's so technical now. The days of
fixing
your own stuff is gone.
Yeah.
We had a transmission that quit working on one of our scrapers, and it was an oil line going to the seat.
Wow, jeez.
They tore that thing apart. Ugh. And they finally found it was the ride on the seat.
Oh my head, something dumb.
I can't remember if it was the valve or what, but anyway, they fixed that problem.
Oh,
and it solved it.
You see it in this stuff, yeah. But it's sad how much stuff has gone up. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that transmission, I don't know what it was in here, I think it was 30-something thousand. And that was only, 3 months ago? And now they're 40.
Yeah.
They've gone up that much in the last
that
3 months.
So what does the county do then? I mean, they raise my property taxes by
50%. Yeah, but it doesn't go to the road department.
But
it doesn't go to the road department. Not one penny. Not nothing.
No.
My budget does not go up unless you put a gallon of gas in your car. More than you usually do. And then it's cents. Then it's pennies. So anybody up in Salt Lake's putting gas in their car is helping me out just as much as you are. You know, it's all divvied up.
Oh, so you don't get any money from the county?
Zero.
I didn't know that.
Oh, we get... There's a local option sales tax on transportation.
That's
why Scipio.
Transportation
is so
tax
flush.
That
on gas. There's a local option. A
couple service.
I thought we got like $107,000 for that.
We used to do it. We do.
Right.
It's a transportation tax.
Yeah, it's a local.
But it wouldn't go to anybody else anyway.
Right.
It would have. It has to go to roads.
Is that just how our county's set up? Is like you don't get any money from the general fund? Is that just how we do things?
Yeah. And so when I was in there, I would actually use PIL money. So PILT money is payment in lieu of tax off of federal, because I'm like, we grade all these roads, maintain all these roads.
Yeah.
And so I would always put like $400,000 of PILT money in the road department. Yeah. I transferred over, and I just tell Thane, this is all we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then your budget goes up and up and up, and so does everything else. And then it's like, then we got a little bit more Class B road money, and it's just like, you know, all we can use is Class B road money, because that, you know, PILT, I mean, we were getting less, We were afraid we weren't going to get it at times, you know, and as long as Harry Reid was in the President's Senate, then all these Western counties are going to get their PILT money, because Nevada's not going to get it.
Yep.
But then he's gone, and then it's just like, all right, are you going to get PILT or SRS? And it's got to be funded every year, and so then we just went to the Class B road money, and the county takes all the PILT, you know, and it's like the sheriff, he's like, well, I need some of that PILT because I do all the search and rescue, and I mean, that's a huge expense to have all that federal land out there. You don't get paid nothing for it.
Yeah. But it seems like when that transportation tax came into effect, that's when we took the PILT away from us.
Same because it was about $100,000. Mm-hmm.
But they took the PILT. Used to give us $300,000.
Yeah. See, I think we was at $400,000, and it just kind of kept going down.
So it went away, and then we got the transportation tax.
It was only about a fourth what you were getting.
So yeah, we get zero out of your taxes, other than what you put in your gas tank. So that's what's scary. Everything inflation is just killing us on parts, labor, that stuff. Labor especially.
Oh yeah.
And we haven't gone up.
Labor's going up because everything else is going up.
Correct.
Yeah. Can we take that test? Is that video done yet?
Yep.
Maybe pass, Melissa.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you were taking it for
me. I'm not that nice.
So, you want to read the question, please?
Yeah. A recording must be complete and unedited record of all open portions of the meeting from beginning to end and be labeled with the meeting date, time, and place. True or false?
True. I don't have to think I'm going to talk to Adam. Okay. I think, right?
Yeah.
At least I never had
anyone.
Yeah.
Multiple choice. Which of the following is an example when a public hearing is required? Adopting a budget, imposing a tax, increasing a fee, all of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Okay.
Multiple choice.
Can we is a tax?
Can what?
Can we impose a tax on the county?
Yeah.
And for the roads?
Could. We can levy tax. Right. I understand. Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
We just have to have a hearing.
A hearing and get ready to have rocks thrown at you.
So would that just roll through our property taxes? Is that how that
gets added on? Like a recreation district or a...
Yeah, any of those special
or an independent district from the county, but that's where they just stick us on there. Like mosquito abatement. Mm-hmm.
That's where it would go.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
cool. Okay. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and entity's website. True or false?
True.
Within 3 business days, you have to post approved minutes.
And the recording. If a new topic not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the new topic during that meeting.
That's true.
You have to set an agenda item for that.
It has to be an agenda item.
True or false, a governing body may not take any vote during a closed meeting unless it's a vote to end the closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting.
You passed.
There we go.
Good.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy. Well, this is a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else have we got?
Nothing.
Anything?
Okay. That's a great question, though, about... levying a tax.
I always wondered
like
about
a drainage district.
Why no one's ever asked us to do that?
Because I don't know.
Because commissioners would have to do it.
They would have
right.
to. We could make a recommendation to them.
We would have the hearing.
And the hearing.
Yeah.
And they'd have to ratify it, kind of a thing?
I'm not sure. I guess how would it go? I'm
not sure how that all would work.
I think the chairman ought to.
Yeah.
Not worry about that one because we'll probably never get there. Or look into it if he wants to.
He doesn't want to.
Or would you
next year when one of you two birds is doing it?
Yeah, let's see.
Could you run it through a sales tax of some kind? Or
I don't think at the county level.
I don't think you could.
Then you've got the zap tax that's set up, but that's arts, parks, recreation, museums.
See, we didn't have one of those for quite a while, but now Miller County does.
They finally do.
Yeah, the transient room tax.
Well, the TRT's been in there forever.
Yeah.
Those have been around, but that's the tourism.
See, we didn't do that for a long time, and we did.
Really?
And then it was cheaper for people to come to Miller County to Sahara and buy a truck because we were like 3% less because we didn't have all these taxes.
Yeah.
You know, and they'd save, you know,
yeah.
3% on 40,000 is.
That adds up. Well,
now Russell's upset at you.
Entertain a motion if you're ready to make it.
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.